Welcome to the Brown Thomas Podcast. In today's podcast, I speak to Dr. Helena McMahon, co-founder of Ireland's most exciting new skincare and supplement brand, Seabody. The team at Seabody have developed bespoke skincare formulations with biomolecules and bioactives harnessed from ocean plants from the Irish Atlantic coastline. I talk to Helena about the health and skincare benefits we can derive from seaweed and Seabody and how her background in science and research led to this incredible new brand. I'm Louise Duffy and this is the Brown Thomas Podcast. Helena, thank you so much for joining me on the Brown Thomas Podcast.
I'm delighted to be here, Louise. Thanks for the invitation. It's great to be here.
It's so lovely to chat to you about this new brand. So tell me a little bit about Seabody.
Yeah, so Seabody is it's a new Irish skincare and supplement brand. We just launched in October. And what we're doing is we've created a natural range of skincare products that are powered by the most amazing molecules that we've isolated from ocean plants, from Irish seaweeds in particular. And we've created formulations that are scientifically validated and designed to support and nourish your skin and your body, and all the time considering and taking into consideration sustainability and making sure that the products we've developed are as environmentally friendly as possible and deliver as much benefit, I suppose, back to people and community as they do to our users.
Okay, so from my very basic scientific background, or just, you know, as a person who loves the sea, who loves a seaweed bath, we all know that there are so many benefits you can derive from seaweed, but tell us about those. I mean, you know, bar knowing that it's good for you, can you tell me what makes seaweed good for you and how then you decided to create products from that?
Such a great question, Louise. So, look, there's a huge global history around consuming seaweeds and using seaweeds as superfoods. Huge amounts of different types of seaweeds growing in the ocean around the world. You've got green, brown and red seaweeds, and they all have completely different compositions. So they're so amazing because they contain huge amounts of vitamins and minerals. So let's say, for example, in the brown seaweeds, there's more than 60 different vitamins and minerals, vitamin A, vitamin E, vitamin B. You have things like magnesium, calcium. So they're just so rich in vitamins and minerals, which is amazing. So they're like a little multivitamin in themselves. But in addition to that, they have all of these other amazing molecules that nobody really talks about that really gives them their health properties. So in the seaweed, these molecules generally enable them to survive in the ocean. So, for example, there's one molecule called fucoidin. It's a polysaccharide. That just means a big sugar. And what that does in seaweed is it provides it with structure, it contributes to its immune system, it acts as a really nice antioxidant, and it's really kind of the equivalent of collagen in humans. That's what fucoidin is like in seaweed. Then you have other molecules like beta-glucans. So again, they contribute to the immune system, they enable the seaweed to stay hydrated, and they have very good properties around antioxidant capacity as well. And then there are other molecules, for example, called polyphenols. So we all have heard red wine is good for you and dark chocolate is good for you. Why is that? It's because they contain these amazing molecules called polyphenols, and they actually are super antioxidants. So do something really similar to vitamin C, neutralizing all of the free radicals and protecting your cells from damage. And that's what polyphenols do. And there are much more, many more different types of molecules trapped inside the seaweed that give it its health benefits. And nobody really talks about it. And that's what we've done with Seabody, is that we are a group of scientists. We understand exactly what's in seaweed. And we have developed technologies that have enabled us to pick out those exact molecules and produce them in a concentrated form and then put them into our Seabody formulations. And that's really what's powering these particular formulations, is these amazing molecules that we've taken out.
That's incredible. And you know, I'm so interested in how this all began for you guys. So you're a group of scientists who decided that, okay, this needs to be done. Was there a gap in the market? Was there anybody who was taking those molecules? Was anybody else able to harness them the way you have?
Yeah, so there's a huge amount of published literature. That's what scientists do to kind of put up their hand and wave the flag. You publish in scientific papers. So across the world, there were loads of scientists looking at isolating these molecules in tiny, tiny amounts. And then they were looking at them and saying, What's this molecule good for? Oh, look, this is good for skin. It supports collagen production. What's this molecule good for? Oh, look, it's really good for the immune system. We should look at this for immune health. So we had loads of scientists able to do this at the lab level. And, you know, we have personal experience within the team of isolating and characterizing these molecules in the lab. But nobody had kind of cracked the nut of how do we take it out of the lab and how do we actually extract these molecules in sufficient quantities that we can create products from them. Because if you think about it, you need a lot of supply to create skincare and supplements, for example. So what we did as a team was like, we were like, we actually can figure this out and we can create the technologies that can isolate these molecules in sufficient quantities for product development. And that's really what we set out to do.
So was that kind of a eureka moment? I want to be romantic about this. Was that like a eureka moment for you guys as a group of scientists in a lab that you're like, no, we can do this? You know, when did you decide that, you know, as scientists, you know the background and you know the technologies, but when did you decide that this actually, that this could work as a really viable and really important skincare and supplement brand?
Yeah, so I suppose we were on a journey as well. There were no guarantees that anything could work. And I think that's kind of taken as a given when you set out. We've been on this journey now for nearly 5 years. So it's taken quite a lot of time. So I suppose what it was is that the team of us that came together had lots of different expertise. Some of us had expertise in manufacturing. So we were like, right, if we figure it out, then I know how to manufacture it at scale. Then there was another member of the team that said, you know, I think I pretty much know what the process should be. I think we need to test it and scale it and see if it'll work. And then it's somebody else who was saying, look, if we can get those molecules out, I can come up with a research program. We can screen them and figure out what they do. And once we plug all of those pieces together, then we potentially have something viable that we can bring to market.
And we're so glad that you did, because you've created a really beautiful brand and a very effective skincare product. Can you tell me about those technologies then? So how do you get those molecules out of the seaweed?
I can't tell you too many secrets now, Louise.
Okay. Right. Well, they will probably go right over my head, to be honest, Selena.
So within the company, we encompass a lot of the supply chain.
Yeah.
So it all starts with making sure you have security of supply. So you need beautiful, vibrant, healthy biomass. So that's the ocean plants, the seaweed. So that's the first thing. Then you harvest that comes in, it gets washed. We only use organically certified seaweeds, and all of the molecules we produce are organically certified as well. So then you take that in, it gets washed and chopped, and then it goes into our suite of biotechnologies that can burst open the cells of the seaweed and pick out the different molecules. We don't use any nasty solvents, so we've come up with a very clean and green process. And then once those molecules were taken out and dried and create a powder from that, then we were able to take those and test them to see actually what do they do, because we had no idea, because we were doing this bio discovery thing, we'd no idea what potentially they would do. So we had to discover that in our process in the lab. And then once we discovered it, we were able to figure out what products to make. So it was okay, let's look at what potentially might be good for skin. So when you think of skincare products, what are you going to look at? You're going to look at things like collagen, elastin, cell renewal and turnover, hydration, things like hyaluronic acid production, inhibition of cellular breakdown. So they were all the kind of things that we wanted to know, do these molecules actually do this in the lab? And we identified molecules that did that and other things. So what are other key kind of wellness concerns? So obviously immunity was really high in the agenda. So we looked for molecules that were good for your immune system. Antioxidant protection. We know the blue light, pollution, all of the kind of threats that we have from our environment. So we looked for those. And then we went on and looked at muscle and bone health as well as examples. So that was the whole kind of process in going, what we call it, in going from C to self.
So C to self. Okay. So tell me then, as a consumer, what will C-Body do for me? So you've mentioned all of these products, or these, I suppose, ingredients that we know we need, like collagen, hyaluronic acid, all of those things that we look for. If I start to use C-Body, what are the effects? How am I going to look, basically? What's it going to do for me?
Yeah, so the benefits. So I suppose there is the kind of the short-term and the short, medium and long-term benefits you get from products. And we've designed them to work with your biology. So So some things will be quicker than other, and you kind of go on a journey with the products. So let's say the skincare, for example, our Hydrobam cleanser, right? You start with cleaning your face. This is a beautiful gel formulation. You put it on your face, you massage it in. It's enriched in fucoidin. We've got some of those beautiful micronized seaweeds in there. And then we've got lots of complementary ingredients, beautiful essential oils in there, and lots of hydration factors. So this particular cleanser leaves your face feeling really, really soft and really nourished. So sometimes you get a tightness from a cleanser. That doesn't happen with this. You feel very, very hydrated. So immediately it's improving, you know, the hydration in your skin. And then more medium, longer term, it's improving your skin barrier. So we hear a lot of conversation around protecting your skin barrier. So that's what the cleanser does really well. Then you have the Aqua Surge Serum. So that is enriched in hyaluronic acid. We have a little bit of gluconolate in there. And then we also have our marine hydration factors. And what we have found in the lab is that some of our molecules support the production of these molecules called GAGs, right? It's very technical, glycosaminoglycans. But hyaluronic acid actually is one of those molecules. And very few people know that your skin can produce its own hyaluronic acid. It's such an amazing molecule. You don't just have to put it on top. You can actually boost the production of that yourself. So we're trying to support all of those pathways in your skin. The Overnight Elixir is a beautiful product. It has 7 different targets in the skin around cell renewal, regeneration, protecting elastin, collagen production. And so you only put it on at night, and it does its work overnight. It's got an encapsulated ingredient, and that gets released overnight. So you wake up beautifully hydrated skin in the short term, and then supporting collagen and elastin and cell renewal in the more medium to long term. And then we also have a lovely supplement as part of the range called Beauty. And that's all around supporting your dermis and supporting cell renewal. And we're all the time working for nourished, protected skin that's really, youthful and protected.
Okay, well, Helena, you mentioned the beauty supplement. Well, tell me a little bit more about the supplements, because there's skincare and supplements under the C-Body range.
Yeah, so we have a number of supplements in the range. So I'll just talk a little bit about each of them and explain. So we have movement. So this supplement is really for people who are active and into sports and activity. And it's really to support your bone and your muscle health. We also have immunity. So I think the name is self-explanatory, yeah. But in immunity, we've taken the molecules in seaweed that are responsible for its immune system and put those into that formulation. So it's very, very supportive of the functioning of your immune system. And again, we've brought in the antioxidant bit into that as well, because it's so important for protecting your immune cells when you might have something going on. Then we also have digestion. So that's all around supporting your gut and your microbiome. And there are some amazing molecules in seaweed that have prebiotic efficacy. And that really is all around supporting the good bacteria, or supporting your microbiome. And then the final one that we have is energy. And that is all around, I suppose, supporting your metabolism and your vitality. We have nice molecules in there from seaweed for supporting energy production, and really nice supporting B vitamins in there as well.
Mm-hmm. And there really has been a move. You know, the cosmeceutical movement was perhaps something that we were all getting on top of maybe 5 years ago or so, longer probably. But now it's really about supplements, you know, and people really kind of want to nourish from the inside out. So I think that's an incredible addition to your range.
Yeah. And look, we really wanted this to be a beauty and wellness range.
Yeah.
We had really identified, saying, look, we have molecules here that are good for lots of different systems. So let's take that extra step and let's create a supplement range. So the movement range, for example, people who are really into Pilates and into yoga, it really supports the molecules that are in your fascia. And, you know, people who are into those things will understand it. So I think as well, people who are into health and wellness sometimes take that time to research and explore a little bit more the ingredients that go into their products. And, you know, we're more than happy to explain how and why our products work to people who are interested.
That's incredible. And I think, you know, what it sounds like is this is really for you. This has been a labor of love. You know, you have an incredible background in as a scientist in research. What is it like to move then into the, you know, the realms of production and the processes that go with that and supply chain? And you've talked about clean and green, sustainability and circularity. There's so much more to consider now. How was that adjustment for you as a scientist? How did you find that?
Yeah, a huge learning, Louise. And I think everything takes twice as long, maybe more than you anticipate.
Yeah.
Kind of first learning for me. Things are hugely complex. You know, you have to learn all around the intricacies of actually manufacturing a product and all of the additionality that goes with that. The whole regulatory piece, I mean, that's just an absolute minefield, you know, and then actually communicating about your product. Normally I would, you know, I'm quite a technical person and sometimes, you know, that whilst the technicalities are great in the background, you really need to be able to explain how and why products work, like we're having this conversation today. So all of that was a huge learning for me. And also just because you're passionate about something and you, you know, it's something that gets you excited, it may not necessarily get other people as excited as you. So it's to make sure that your products are appealing to as many people as possible and that you're solving their problems and kind of supporting their needs. So it's just, yeah, it's really multifactorial and exciting, but a learning.
And what's it like then, you know, after, you know, the 3 or 4 years that it took to create these products, you know, and to be really happy with what you've created, to then, you know, walk into your Brand Thomas store that's nearest you. So you're Tralee. So if you're in Cork or wherever, you know, what's it like to see it on the shelves then?
It's totally surreal. Yeah. And hugely rewarding. It's fantastic to be in store with Brand Thomas and online. It's, you know, we're hugely grateful. It was a really huge validation, I think, Louise, to be honest, of all the time and effort that was invested in developing the range and the technologies that we've put into it. So, yeah, it's kind of one of those big life moments, really.
Mm-hmm. From a design element then, like they are beautiful looking products, you know, and I say this quite often when I'm speaking to founders of beauty brands. There is an element of probably most consumers who like things to look pretty on their bathroom shelves. Well, you've definitely nailed that. You've got beautiful glass jars. And, you know, I know that that's probably from your point of view, you know, a real ode to your ethos of sustainability, but it looks really good too. So how did you enjoy that process? Because it is important.
Yeah, look, everything about C-Body has been creativity, you know. From start to finish, the technologies, the products, to the branding and the look and feel. It was a fantastic experience. And I think we were really focused as well on, let's create a really luxury brand that's really high efficacy, that's really, really natural, but still delivers that luxury experience. And sometimes it's very challenging for brands to achieve all of that in a single product. So, you know, we were at great pains to do that. And I think hopefully people will see that in what we've achieved. With regards to the packaging, that glass is just so amazing. It's actually purple, even though it looks, it's actually purple and it's called Mirren Glass. And it has amazing protective properties for the natural molecules that are in our formulations. So that was really important to us. It's also 100% recyclable, and that contributes to our sustainability story.
And the sustainability story is very important. So across, you know, the glass side, across the process, were you able to maintain that?
Yeah, absolutely. So as I mentioned, you know, the sourcing of the biomass is hugely important. It's organically certified. The technologies that we've developed are clean tech. So we don't use any nasty chemicals, and we don't have, you know, drums of waste that need to be disposed of. So that's, you know, we basically just use water and a few other food grade kind of ingredients in that. We have a zero waste process, which is really unique. So when we take in the beautiful ocean plants, we convert them into multiple things. So 100% goes in. And then at the end, we have 4, 5, or 6, depending on the process that we use, different outputs. They can all go into our supplements and they can go into the skincare. And then we even take the water that we that's kind of left over in the process, and we give that to a sister company and they use that in their manufacturing. So we're completely zero waste in that regard. And then even with the paper we've used, it's forestry steward certified. Our inks are biodegradable and natural. So we've looked at so many elements along our supply chain, and we say that every element is considered.
So in terms of that production then, you're from Kerry. My husband is also from Kerry, and he's at pains to tell me almost on a daily basis how lucky people in Kerry are to have the sea all around them, you know, and particularly Tralee is a very coastal town. Is that where you are taking that seaweed from, or where is this production based?
Yeah, so our activities are distributed along the western coast of Ireland, so along the Atlantic Way, which is fantastic. So it's harvested from a number of locations, depending on, I suppose, where the seaweed is in its best condition for harvesting at that particular time, because the harvesters that we work with the natural cycles of the seaweed growth. It's harvested from Donegal all the way down along the western seaboard. And the majority of it gets brought in at Rossaville, which people might know is where you get the ferry to the Aran Islands. So that's where it comes in. And it gets washed there, and then it gets actually brought to Cork. And it gets the biotech pieces done there. And then the ingredients come to Tralee. And then we provide them to our cosmetic and supplement manufacturers.
That's incredible. It's a beautiful story, Helena. As is yours, your story is fascinating. So you have, as I mentioned, you know, a very an incredible journey in science and research. Tell me a little bit about it.
Yeah. So, I'm in science all my life, really. So when I was in secondary school, I was just fascinated by the human body and was like, right, science is just for me. And I kind of set off on a journey of education. And, you know, I have my undergrad in biomedical science. I have a master's in molecular medicine. And then I have a PhD in gene and cellular therapeutics, and spent quite a lot of time in the lab developing technologies around collagen. So I studied collagen for 5 years in my PhD and stem cell therapeutics. And then I kind of landed into a new post in Tralee. I was like a homing pigeon. I wanted to get back to the kingdom. I did my most of my PhD and my master's in Trinity. Mm-hmm. And I started working then on natural products. And it was isolating molecules from seaweed that had prebiotic efficacy. So that's basically that are good for your gut or your microbiome. And I suddenly discovered that these natural molecules had amazing bioactivities and amazing health benefits. And I was like, wow, this is just phenomenal that nature has given us all of these amazing, super complex molecules that are really good for your health. Mm-hmm. And that was 2009. And ever since then, I've just been fascinated with nature as a technology.
Yeah.
How we can sustainably harness the power of nature and all of these molecules to create products for health and wellness. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of where my grow is, really, Louise.
Yeah. And you also are a huge supporter of other women in STEM. So have you seen positive changes over the past couple of years, or longer, hopefully, in that area?
Yeah, absolutely. So you see these women in STEM events is kind of where it started to kind of bubble over. And you kind of, I've spoken at quite a lot of events around my journey in science, to try and encourage, in particular, secondary school and university graduates to kind of pursue careers in STEM. And you can see the change that's happening, the amount of women now that are setting up companies in the whole area of ICT and robotics. You can see women who are bringing artificial intelligence into the food industry. You can see other designers and creatives now as well embracing technologies and the whole, particularly in fashion. You can see people who are getting more interested in how can we sustainably produce new textiles and materials that we can bring into accessories or into clothing to make them more sustainable. And you can see women really kind of blazing a trail in that area. And there are so many amazing female entrepreneurs in Ireland at the moment that are kind of fusing those areas. So I think it's definitely changing. Even in higher education, the uptake for STEM programs is increasing. Girls in agriculture, so female farmers, you know, it's wouldn't have been a thing a girl would have considered at all before, or women in engineering, in computing. So I think, you know, women are really on the up in STEM. It's an exciting time.
And yeah, absolutely. Women in STEM on the up and C-body on the up too. So what is in the pipeline? Do you know, how are you going to further develop this amazing brand?
We've lots of things in the pipeline. So we've an amazing eye serum, very close to being ready to bring to market. So that's got some of our amazing marine molecules in there, but it's also got this amazing ingredient that's from blueberries. It's got really interesting properties, and I'm not going to give away too much now, but when we launch it, we'll be talking a lot about bringing the blueberry and the marine ingredients together. We're also very close to having our SPF ready. So that's a really exciting development. It's not easy to develop an SPF that's really, really natural.
Mm-hmm.
And we think we've cracked that. So that's another thing that's coming. And then a little bit more down the line, we have a kind of another range of products coming that we'll be launching towards the end of this year, but I'm going to keep my powder dry on that one.
Wow. Well, it's incredible. It's very exciting, and you know, and it's absolutely wonderful that you're on the shelves in Brand Promise and online. And Helena, thank you so much for taking the time to tell me about C-Body and the wonderful benefits that we didn't know we needed. Thank you so much.
Not at all. It's my pleasure. Thanks, Louise.
Thank you for listening to the Brand Promise podcast. If you like what you've heard, be sure to subscribe and share, and follow us on Official Brand Promise on Instagram for more updates.